sparrows. Our next guest got in touch after we talked about keeping them away from wildlife sanctuaries last week. They're thinking about reintroducing rats, if you can believe it, at the National Wetland Centre just south of Hamilton. Well, Doug was a farmer for 50 years, and he has some pest management methods of his own we've invited him to share. Doug Martin, currently in Mosgiel, formerly of Te Puke, is on the line. Hi there, Doug.
Hi there, Jesse.
What pest problem did you have?
50 years ago, it was rabbits, and that was the beginning. And my last episode was sparrows in Te Puke, and it was similar to your guest on that show, in that the sparrows would flock in there at night and nest in the roost in the native bush that we had quite close to the house. And so I used a technique that I'd previously used on paradise ducks at a dairy farm south of Rotorua before that.
Yeah.
And that was with balloons, because no birds like, even humans, we don't like percussion. And a balloon has a decibel rating of around about 80 to 90, depending how big a balloon and how much you could blow it up. But a shotgun has about 150.
I'll just pause you there for a second, Doug. I'm keen to hear more. I just want to let the rest of our listeners know in northern New Zealand that a state of emergency has just been declared for Northland. It was requested by Civil Defence Emergency Management and signed off, effective as of 1 p.m. And there's an emergency mobile alert advising of this declaration. So if you're in Northland, you may hear that hit your phone shortly. We'll keep you posted on any more news, but just confirming that state of emergency. Doug, sorry to interrupt you there. So you worked out that that balloons make a heck of a bang, and that sparrows responded.
Yes, they did. And I first of all, go out there when they've really got themselves settled down at night, and take a handful of blown up balloons and a pin, and just pop the balloons underneath the sparrows, and they went everywhere. Unfortunately, I left the garage door open, and several dozen of them flew in there because they were blinded by the light.
So it worked to unsettle them. Was it effective, though, at keeping them away?
Yes.
Really?
It was. Huh. Because I kept on going back out there probably, it might have been a week after that, and I never let them settle, but I would go out this time as they were coming in.
How fascinating.
Yeah.
I wonder if something like that would work at the National Wetland Centre. You heard that interview, didn't you?
I turned the radio just on and heard the part about the Mount Agano, and you worked it out how a few grams of bird, how many tons it was, and then which is fine. But what really upset me, or not upset me, or concerned me, and that's why I got in touch with you, because these people have obviously gone to a lot of work with trapping these rats and other predators, pests and that. And I had a trap line on our Te Puke property for 10 years and checked it every day. And so I know how much work goes in.
Yeah.
And for them to think about putting rats back in there, So what I would suggesting is that I now know a little bit about where they are. If the roost is not near a residential area and nobody is objecting to shotguns being used, I would suggest that they get themselves a cart and a shot and take it out there when everything is settled down and the birds think they're going to have a nice quiet night, mm-hmm. and shoot it off until those birds disperse, and then go back out there again for several days after, and discharge, maybe this time balloons.
Yeah.
It all depends on where they are. And I just want to add, Jesse, no sparrows were harmed or killed in my method.
They were just scared away to somewhere else, hey?
Yeah, well, in the Te Puke case, I think they actually went across the road to the neighbours, because a few days after that, I got a... I got a visit by the local police, and they said, there's been an awful lot of shooting going on your property. And they caught me completely off guard, and I said, well, I don't even own a gun, so I can't think who it was. And after they'd gone out the gate, I thought, oh, I know what it was.
It was you and your balloons. While we've got you on the line, how did you deal with the rabbits? Find any good solutions there?
Yes, this was down in Galatea in the 1970s, and I was managing a new land development block. And and when the original settlement was put in there, there was a rabbit gates put on the Kopariki Bridge across the Rangitoke River, because that's how many rabbits were there. And rather than run around and shoot them, I got the Young Farmers Club, of which I was a member, and we went up there, and with a strong flashlight, we were told by an Aussie that if you dazzle in this flashlight, you can run around and catch the rabbit, break its neck immediately, and the rabbit won't run unless you cross that spotlight. And we could get 80 rabbits in a couple of hours in the night.
Gosh.
There were a lot of rabbits there.
Okay. Hey, listen, we'll pass your idea about the balloons on, and you might be interested to hear. I've also got an email from Alex who suggested maybe a falconer, getting a qualified falconer to do pest control with falcons and other birds of prey to keep the starlings and sparrows away. I don't know what you think about that idea.
Well, it sounds like a good idea in the daylight, but sparrows roost, and that's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is, Jesse, I'd like to say, having 50 years in pest management, if you have to kill an animal, kill it quickly and humanely. And if you can scare an animal away from your place so it's no longer a problem, do so rather than kill it.
Okay. You're obviously a deep thinker about these sorts of issues. Doug, what are you doing with yourself these days?
Well, I retired, but I can't say I've got nothing to do because I'm so busy. So things are good. We're retired in the town.
Yeah.
But I just want to say those people who... There's an army of people around New Zealand, Jesse, who in their own backyards, it might not be a big property, but they've got Tim's traps and they've got rat traps and they're doing everybody. If everybody does a little bit, it amounts to a whole lot.
Yeah, well said. Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks very much, Jesse.
Doug Martin with a good idea on the sparrows. All right.